I would now like to call upon Sheikh Mohammed Haslan to please come to the podium.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد First of all, I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I think we all of us should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who bless us that, alhamdulillah, today we get the opportunity to attend this commemoration of a shaheed. Or maybe I can say in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a true hay, a living being. The people like me who are dead, they are coming together, they are coming and commemorating the physical disappearance of a person who become the true alive, so that we can earn, we can get, and we can take some light and hayat and life from this personality and the personalities like this. And inshallah, our life become the true life, our hayat become the true hayat, and it's not the apparent death like Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned, "An-nasu nayamun wa idha matu intabahu." The people are sleeping, they are in the state of heedlessness, but when they die, at that time they become alive. But definitely these shuhada are true alive, and we are here to commemorate these shuhada to become alive. And I personally, last year also, I get the opportunity to come and speak a few words with you, but sometimes I feel ashamed of speaking regarding these personality who were the shaheed. But I hope that this shaheed will help me, and these shuhada will help us to get the right message from these shuhada, to get the right message from the Imam of these shuhada, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, and understand the true message of this great personality of our era. Definitely we should be thankful that we are living in the era of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, when the true Islam and the true picture of Islam is right now very apparent and imminent for all the people, and they know that. That's why Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh mentioned that in Kilab-e Ma, in Fijar-e Noor Bood, that our revolution was the starting of a light that is going on, which is right now in the darkness. The humanity was in darkness. And at that time, around 40 years ago, this light was came out. And all these people, when you listen about Shahid Arif Hussain Husseini, Shahid Sadr, Shahid Mutahiri, Shahid Raghib Harb, all these people, when you look at different people, and right now, for example, you talk about Sheikh Zakzaki, when you talk about Abdul Malik Hosi, and these, all these people, where they are getting their light and where they are getting their strength, all these are coming from one personality, that is Imam Khomeini. And Imam Khomeini is not the idol for us. Imam Khomeini is not a but for us. Imam Khomeini, we are commemorating Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Why? Because he is the one, as the quotation of Shaykh Sadr has mentioned, that "Dhubu fil Khomeini kama dhaba fil Islam." Because of this quality of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, that he was completely dissolved, he was no more there. He was right now the representation of the Islam and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he become the true son of Al-Bayt alayhi salam. And these people, these shuhada, you know that in Iran we have grave of shuhada-i gumnam, they call it shuhada-i gumnam. They do not know that what are the name of these people, who these people are. When they write on the grave, they write that who is their father, they say Ruhullah, that they are the son of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. They are the true son of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, because they learned the message of Imam Khomeini and they got the inheritance of the message of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, and alhamdulillah they were acting on the message of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. I was thinking that one of the most important hurdle for us, all of us, to continue our journey towards our goal, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, one of the most important hurdle in that is ghafla, which is mentioned by the urafa also, that ghaflat or heedlessness is the most important hurdle in our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most important causes of that heedlessness or ghafla is routine life. This day-to-day life that we are involved in. We got in the morning, go for the work, come back, spend time with the family, sleep, and again in the morning, do the same stuff. When the weekend come, and if there is a long weekend, if you are living in Canada, go for camping, spend time there, just get fresh up and then come back, same routine, again in the morning, you have to do the same work. This, having this routine life, when you have this type of routine life, you do not start thinking and pondering about what you are doing. This is, as I mentioned to you, that the routine stuff that is going on in our life make us heedless about a lot of things. Just giving you one example. You know that when, for example, every day, the sun is rising every day in the morning, sunrise at a specific time, you know that. So we never think about it that, okay, there is something special going on in this world right now, because it is routine for us. If one day the sun is not there, then we will come and start talking, oh, what's going on there? When, for example, solar eclipse and lunar eclipse are there, people come together, start taking the photos and all this stuff, that there is something special going on. What about the rise of the sun? Every day, every morning, every night, this is going on. Do we think about it? But for the ubud of abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi layli wan nahar. These days and nights, these sun rising and sunset, for them they are the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a routine thing. Same thing happening every day. But because they are aware, they are attentive towards it. But the people like me, who are the routine people, who are the layman, for them, because as I mentioned to you, when you are involved in these routine activities, you are heedless about your purpose of life. You are heedless about your goal. These type of gatherings, when we come together, we sit together, talk about these type of personalities or Shaheed Qaid and these type of pictures that are around us, they are the people we should think about, that they were not the routine people. They were not involved, they did not involve themselves in the routine life. They were the people who were the true thinkers. Every day they were thinking that what I am doing, what is my responsibility? Am I fulfilling my responsibility or no? When you talk about these type of people, it will give you the guidance, because you know that they are the people who sacrifice their most precious blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is life. It's one of the most precious blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. This sacrifice is, now the question is that why? This is a question that we have to ask. What happened to them? Why they selected this path? This is the one of the important things for the Shaheed. Shaheed, with his free will, he select that path. It's not forced upon them, no. They are the one who go towards the Shahada. They are not forced towards the Shahada and the life is taken away from them. No, they are ready. They are waiting for the Shahada. Death is not coming behind them. They are going towards the death. Or I'm saying that they are going towards the life, which for us is the death, for them is the true life. So they are striving to live. Like us, we are striving to live, but actually we are going towards death. They are striving for the life, but their life is the true life. That's why Allah Quran says, Bal ahyaun inda rabbihim yurzakun. So when we talk and sit in these type of gatherings, they are the opportunity for us, they are the blessings for us, they are the bounties for us to think about ourselves, that where we are heading. Are we fulfilling our responsibility in a proper way or no? Who these people were? And just to say one point, that if we become the true thinker, if we start doing the tafakkur, that's why we have riwayat, we are saying that 1 hour of tafakkur is better than 70 years of ibadah. It is not simple thing, it is important thing. That if you do the tafakkur, if you ponder upon who you are, what you are doing, what is your responsibility in this world, then if you become like this, if you start doing the tafakkur on yourself, if you start doing the tafakkur on your life, then it will become the way that you can change your life. Then you can become like people like these. As I mentioned to you, that if you, sometimes we have a talk about, inshallah, there are a few days that we have a Muharram al-Haram is starting. Or in these days, for example, 10th of Zilad, when we have a Eid al-Adha, there is a sacrifice going on by the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his own son. We have to ask ourselves that why this is going on. As I mentioned to you, that in Karbala also, in Muharram also, when we say that, okay, 30,000 people who are standing against Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and most of them know Imam Hussain alayhi salam, most of them know that he is the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why there is only 72 or maybe somewhere more or less than 72 people are standing with Imam Hussain alayhi salam? When we think about it, especially for those people who changed their camp from Umar ibn Sa'd to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, like Hazrat Hur alayhi salam, like Zuhair ibn Kain, the most important thing that you find out among these people is that they were the people who are not performing their routine duties only. Whether they are religious or non-religious, I'm again saying that there were a lot of people on the other camp who were performing their religious duty. So performing the religious duty is not enough. The important thing for all of us is that we should become a thinker. We should start thinking that what I'm doing is my responsibility right now. Is this the thing that I am doing or no? Like Hazrat Hur alayhi salam on the 9th of Muharram or 10th of Muharram, he started pondering upon this thing that, okay, there are two ways in front of me. I know that this is right, I know that this is wrong. What should I have to select? What should I have to sacrifice and what should I have to gain? And there was the point, the same happened to Zuhair ibn Kain too. So most important lesson that we have to learn from the Shuhada, if we want to live like a Shaheed, is that we have to start pondering that what we are doing, what is our responsibility, and not just as an individual, but as an Ummah too. Maybe if I get time, and I don't know how much we able to talk, one of the important quality that all the Shuhada and the Shuhada like the true followers of Imam Khomeini is this quality is that they were not just talking about their individual responsibility, they were talking about the responsibility of the Ummah and the whole universal, their message was a universal message. That's why they were thinking a universal. Their message was universal. They were not limited to a specific city, specific country, specific location, but they were the universal people and their message is universal. So inshallah we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He gives us the opportunity and He blesses us that physically all of us are present in these gatherings, and inshallah the spirit of Shaheed Qaid Rizwan wa ta'ala alayhi is also there and we are in the presence of this specific personality. When he was speaking, I don't know, when he was speaking, you can see the light on the face of this personality, the steadfastness on the face of this personality, the tranquility on the face of this personality, despite the fact that he was not physically in front of us. When you see the dead body of this personality, you can see the noor and the enlightenment that is there in the face of this personality. May Allah give us the tawfiq that inshallah we should not present physically only, but inshallah we'll get the light from this personality and become alive inshallah. Please recite salawat. When we look at the Quranic ayat, especially the ayat that I recited in the beginning of Surah Baqarah and again in the Surah Al Imran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the people who get slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may yuqtal fi sabilillah, this is a strange thing mentioned in the Quranic ayat. And sometimes when we start thinking that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to mention through these ayat, and what is the status of those people who are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe we can come with a very strong understanding and the deep understanding of these ayat. In Surah Ali Imran, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this thing that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَكُونَ. This is the one ayah that is in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 169. The other ayah which is there in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. In both of the cases, in one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say this, saying most of the time in Quran when the word qala is used, it does not mean say with your tongue. But it should not become your value system. It should not become your belief system like this. Okay? Secondly, wala tahsabanna, don't think like this. Don't give the possibility that this is happening. Okay? Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the point that I'm inshallah trying to focus on in this point, inshallah, in the first part of my speech, the initial speech, the 15% was not the first part, it's just the introduction, okay? So my speech is starting right now. In the first part of speech, I will talk about this one word, and then we'll talk about some of the qualities of the doctrine of Imam Khomeini through the life of some of the story of Imam Shaykh Arif Hussain al-Husseini too. So in these two ayahs, Sumantara is mentioning that those people, may yuqtal fi sabilillah, don't think or don't say or don't believe that they are the amwat, they are dead people. Bal ahyaun, they are alive. If I ask you a question, that do we think after death, after normal, when we suppose that if one of us die on a dead bed, he do not get the opportunity to get the martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you think that we are destroyed or do you think that we will be alive? Are all of us will be alive after death or no? You think that we are destruction, it's completely death. What do you think? What is your belief system? What do you think? All of us are alive. Okay? This is our belief system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Yatawaffal malaika. You are complete, yourself is there. You are not destroyed. The moth is not destruction. Death is not destruction. It's a migration from one life to other life. Okay? All of us, your belief system. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning especially for the shuhada? Shuhada is in that our terminology, not the terminology of the Quran, but may yuqtal fi sabilillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying bal ahyaun, they are alive. Did you ever think about it that all of us are alive? All of us, we are not saying that we are destroyed. None of us are saying that we are not there. All of us are alive. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically mentioning about the shuhada, about the people who killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are alive? Anybody know? Anybody think? Anybody want to share?
They give life to the cause for which they stood and they live in the cause itself, along with whatever it said.
So it's not just about they're alive, but the cause that is there, that's why they're alive? Anybody else? Some of the Sunni, or maybe, I'm not saying Sunni, but a lot of scholars before Allama Tabatabai, Mufassirin Allama Tabatabai, they have mentioned that this hayat that is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, they have the same objection that because all of us are alive, so it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the hayat of barzakh and the after the death. This is not the hayat because all of us are alive. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically mentioning that? So they say that, okay, no, they are alive because their name is alive. People are, after 31 years, people are coming together in GTA, in, for example, a center, they're coming together and commemorating the death of a person who died 31 years ago. So their name is alive. The people are still talking about them. They are alive like this. Allah Ta'ala give four arguments and say, reject all of them and say that no, this is not the, because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is talking haq. He's talking about the realities. He's not talking about just the illusion that okay, this life is the life which is in the tongue, on the tongue of the people, or in the brains of the people, or the thoughts of the people. No, this is not the life. There is something else. It is more than that. I'm not going to the technical details of that, but just as a student, I'm giving one possibility. You can think about it, and then inshallah, if we can get opportunity, we can talk about it later on sometime. One of the things that Allama Tabatabai also mentioned in the ayah of Ayatul Kursi, there is a famous verse that all of you inshallah remember, that the Ayatul Kursi in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, ayah number 255, we say, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. The first attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we mention is, what is that attribute? Al-hay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive. Okay? All the mufassirin mentioned that the word, this attribute hay, is the mother of all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the most, maybe you can say, the primary attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which all the other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on that. That's why in Ayatul Kursi, the first attribute that is mentioned is not Rahman, it is not Rahim, it is not other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is Hay. Now the important question is that, what do we mean by Hay when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the definition of Hay? When we talk about, for example, when we talk about the living things and non-living things, what we understand? What we understand from the life? What Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this verse of Ayatul Kursi, he mentioned that two important attributes which are there. One is that he has, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has the ilm or the knowledge, the two components, the two important factors, the true principles, the true foundation of hay are two things. One is the ilm and one is the qudra. That you have the ma'rifah, you know things, and then you have the power to execute according to what you know. Okay? So you have the knowledge and then you have the power to execute what you know. Like, for example, suppose that we think that we are alive. Why we think that we are alive? Because we know we have a limited knowledge. We have an awareness about something. We have a knowledge. And then according to that knowledge, I can move, I can act, I can actualize that thing that I believe that this is true. That's why we say we are alive. A thing that is just sitting here, because it is not moving, it is not understanding anything, we say, okay, this is non-living thing. It does not have life. Why it does not have life? Because it does not have knowledge according to our, as I'm saying, to our limited knowledge. We are saying that it does not understand anything, and once, if it understands, it could not able to execute that thing, could not able to actualize that thing. So in the hayat, two important things are there. One is knowledge, and one is the power to execute and apply that thing. I'm not bringing the adilla and the argument from these two ayat of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that what type of life these people have and how they talk to the people who are coming behind them. But we can tell that maybe the hayat that is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat for the shuhada, man yuqtal fi sabilillah, is the hayat of this world. This physical realm also, they have the knowledge because they know that what the people are doing behind them, they have the knowledge. And they have the power. That's why we are here, to get life from them, because they have the power to execute. We have so many stories from the shuhada that when the people who are living behind them, when they start getting connection towards them, what type of power these shuhada has after their death. Before their death, their life was limited in their physical bond. But once they are removed from this physical prison, now they are more alive than their life in this world. And this alive is not the life of just the barzakh and the hereafter. This is the life of this world. And they are alive than us, more than us, than in this world, than us, the people who we think that they are alive. So maybe the Quran is saying to us that do not think that these people do not know that what's going on behind them, after them. So they have the ilm, they have the knowledge. That's why, as I mentioned to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that yastabshiruna, they will do the bashara to the people who are coming behind them, who are following their path, because they know that what's going on, what the people are doing. Shaheed Qais Rizwan Ta'ala is seeing at the nation of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, all the other people, when he is giving these messages to the Ummah, then he knows that what's going on behind him, what the people are doing behind him. We have the time when there were the people were saying that the two organizations in the world right now, 30, 40 years ago, are going on the same pace. One is the movement in Pakistan, and one is the movement in other Arab countries. But right now we can see that what is the status of Pakistani Shia right now. And this is one of the ibrah too, that maybe we should talk about these type of things too, that okay, why this happened, that why this 4 years of sacrifice of Shaheed Qaid, from the darkest point, he bring the tashayyu to maybe the golden point of the Pakistan, and now we are striving back and going back towards the downhill going on again. This is also one of the points that we should discuss about it. But as I mentioned, the Shaheed Qaid is still looking at us and thinking that, okay, what these people are doing, despite the fact that they are calling my name, they are having these slogans, but are they following my path or no? And secondly, those people who are striving, they will give the bashara, they will hold their hand, they will support them, they will guide them, because they are in the Rabbihim yurzakun. In the Rabbihim is not the small status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that, for example, when Hazrat Sara salamullah alayha, the wife of Fir'aun, when she talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what the reward she wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, in the baytik, that I want a house in the, that I want this end, according to Arafah, is very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These shuhada are in the Rabbihim yurzakun. Their risk, their sustenance, their strength, their power, their qudra is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the most powerful people in this world right now are the shuhada. And if you want to get strength, if you want to become steadfast, you should try to create connection with these people. Last year also, I requested you that try to have this type of habit in your life, that at least select among all the shuhada throughout the world, select one shaheed, read about him through all his lifestyle, how he spent life, read about all the books that are written about this shaheed, and try to get connected with the Shaheed. They are alive, they become your friend, they will talk to you. They are alive, as I'm saying to you. They are better than any friend we have, and we can talk to them. So they are alive people. Come and connect with them. They are the shuhada. I'm again saying that I'm not talking about any specific Shaheed. Whoever you think that you can get connected with, whoever you think that you have known him, whoever you think that he is the most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bismillah. Come on and have connection with these shuhada. Live, read the life history of the shuhada. As Ayatollah Khamenei has mentioned again and again to the youth of throughout the world, that you should read the will of the shuhada, that what they mentioned, what was they were looking at, and how they were seeing the world. So inshallah, we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give us the tawfiq so that we could be able to connect to these shuhada, inshallah. Is that a salawat? I have only 3 to 4 minutes, I think so, but inshallah I will just try to summarize what I am supposed to discuss with you. The second part is we have to understand the doctrine of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. We have to understand the maktab of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. In the eyes of some of the Western scholars, they call it Khomeiniism, because they have so many ism are there right now, communism and I don't know, so many things are going on. There is another ism. I do not agree with this terminology, but as I mentioned, that these people also agree with that. We have to understand that doctrine. It is very strong. And the opponent and the enemy of Islam also already understand that. And it is already planning and plotting against this specific system, this specific doctrine that is there. In the salam that Brother Ali Reza has recited, he said that, I'm not good at the poems, but he said that, for example, the marhab of our time is free, he can move anywhere. But right now it is not the case, you know that. This is not the case. Every here and there, they are feeling that, okay, there is so many restrictions are there, and there is something going on around the world, and some unseen boundaries are there, which they cannot cross it, okay? So there is some other thing which is popping up, and they know that this is going on. But we, who are the followers of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, how much we are aware of this maktab, how much we are aware of the message of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala. We know the images of Imam Khomeini, we know the slogans of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we have these type of yearly commemoration, but think that how much we have studied Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala, how much we have studied the will of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala, which Ayatollah Khamenei has recommended to ulama and the scholars and the students of the Hawza, that try to read it again and again and again, and try to understand that what your father Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to you, that what you have to do, what is your responsibility, what is the ummah of Islam has the responsibility, and how they have to fulfill their responsibility. Some of the points, and Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini is the son, according to the words of Imam Khomeini, he is the son of Imam Khomeini. Why he was the son of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala? Because of this thing, because he had understand the maktab and the doctrine of Imam Khomeini more than so many other people, so many other scholars who are more, who, as far as the studies are concerned, they studied more in the Hawza al-Makum and Najaf. But this personality, he understand that what is the true picture of Islam that is mentioned by Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala. He understands the value system of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Allah Ta'ala and try to execute that value system according to his own resources and limitations, whatever he has. I will mention just few points of Imam Khomeini's maktab and the doctrine, which is also, we have so many stories from Shaykh Qaid Rizwan Allah Ta'ala that he has, how he execute these things. One of the important thing, one of the important thing, and inshallah I will finish on one this point, that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that before this ayah, which I used, لَمَا يُقْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Sabr means that steadfast, and salah is actually the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are steadfast, if you are doing something, if you want to do something, but if you want to become the shaheed, the mantik of shaheed is that on one hand you are a socialist, you want to do the islah, reform in the society, but on the other hand you are not doing it because you like it, because you want it, because The only reason behind it is that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. But Imam Hussain alayhi salam mentioned, Ithlah, I am doing the khuruj, I am doing this movement. Why? لِلْتَلَبِ إِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّ إِصْلَاحِ The reform is there. But why this reform is there? Because I want to revive the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the... So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important. If this is not there, and all the other stuff is there, there is no benefit for that. And that's why we see in the life of Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی علیہ that, and when this connection is proper, what will happen is that when you are in the power, when you have the authority, when you have victories, it will not make you arrogant. You are not, because it is not from you, it is some other powers are there which is supporting you. On the other hand, if you have failures, if you could not able to apparently in this materialist world, you do not have the success, you are not becoming hopeless, you are not becoming pessimist, because you said, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me, He is watching me. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam was sacrificing everything, especially when he gave the Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salatu was salam, he mentioned that, حَوِّنْ عَلَيَّ أَنَّهُ بِعَيْنِ اللَّهِ This is easy for me. Otherwise, it was not easy for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. For any father, and the father who is the perfect human being, and the son like Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salatu was salam, it was not easy. But because it is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it become easy. So when you have this connection, you never become arrogant in the case of success, and you never become hopeless in the case of failures. And you see in the life of Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی علیہ, when Imam Khomeini again and again mentioned that if all these millions of people say down with Khomeini, I will not change my path. If all these millions of people say that Labbaik ya Khomeini, I will not change my path. I know my path, I will going towards it. If these people want to join me, Bismillah. If they do not want to join me, I do not care about them. When, for example, the city of Khurramshahr, it was the Islamic Republic soldiers went there, they have a successes there. Imam Khomeini has a famous statement that Khurramshahr ra khuda azad kard. This is not an easy, when you have the powers, when you have the strength, saying that this success is not my success, this is success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst case is when, you know that the first years of the war, what was happening at the time, but Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی was so much tranquility was there on the face of Imam Khomeini. Like same like Shahid Qaidar Alif Sanu Sani. You know that what was happening at the time of, as Brother Mansoor has already mentioned, that after the death of Mufti Jafar Hussain, what was going on, the conspiracies that was going on. In 1986, when this famous Quran Sunnat conference held in Minare Pakistan, which is one of the greatest and the biggest gathering of Shia of Pakistan, you can see that the troubles that was facing before it, the suggestions that were given by the people to Shahid Qaid, he know that Inna Allah ma'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. I do not care about all these things. So one of the most important lesson that we can learn from the doctrine of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi is that whatever we are doing, wherever we are, whatever organization we are running, if this primary and most important virtue is not there in us, as an individual, as an organization, as an ummah, then we are nowhere. But if we are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are connected with this source, who is the high, true high, in that case, we don't have to worry about anything, whatever happening. وَلَوْ بَلَغَ مَا بَلَغَ As Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی mentioned that whatever is going on, whatever the people are saying about us, whatever is going on around me, I don't care about it. Because I care about only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about what I am doing. But at that time, in this cause, we have to be very careful. I am not saying that you are not rational. You do not have this rationality. You don't have taqwa. No, you have to be careful about it. In the message of Shahid Qaid رضوان الله تعالی, also Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی, when he mentioned about striving for the people, but right after that Imam Khomeini mentioned that you should have the taqwa too. You should have this virtue that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once it is there, which is one of the most important attribute, virtue that we can find in all the shuhada that were selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the martyrdom, and especially in Shahid Qaid Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi and his spiritual father, Imam Khomeini رضوان الله تعالی علیہ. that this common thing is always there. And all of us, if we want to do something properly, if we want to head the Ummah in the right direction, the most important thing, as mentioned in some of the riwayah, that if you correct your connection and fulfill your responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct between you and the masses and the people. It will be done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are doing normally, we try to correct our connection with the people and we forget about our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that no, do vice versa. Do and connect, fulfill your responsibility towards me properly, and then whatever you required from the people for the support, I will do it for you. It is my responsibility. Don't worry about my responsibility. Don't try to do my work. I will do my work, you will do your work. May we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of all the shuhada, especially the Sayyidu Shuhada of Pakistan, Shahid Arif Hussain al-Husaini, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So first of all, understand, read, learn the message of this shaheed and all the shuhada. Try to understand that what is our responsibility according to these messages and this way of understanding Islam. And then inshallah, give us a tawfiq on the individual basis and on the basis of an ummah. Inshallah, we'll create an ummah. And on the basis of that ummah, we could able to actualize our responsibilities in this foreign land that we are living, inshallah. Please recite a salawat. I'm sorry for the 7-8 minutes delay from my side.